Because My Teacher Loves Me by Patricia Reese Roper, based on an experience from the author's family. By love, serve one another. Galatians chapter 5, verse 13. Desiree listened to her primary teacher, Sister Ruiz, in wonder. She couldn't believe what Sister Ruiz was saying. It seemed too good to be true. Desiree looked at the other children in her class. They didn't seem to be as amazed as she was. Finally, Desiree raised her hand. "Do you really mean it, Sister Ruiz? You'd really do anything for us?" she asked. "Yes, Desiree." The kind look in her teacher's eyes, even more than her words, showed Desiree that she really meant it. But Desiree continued to wonder if it was really true. Maybe someday she would find out. It wasn't even a week later that Desiree was able to test her primary teacher's promise. One day, when she came home from school, Desiree found a note taped to the front door and grabbed it. When she entered the house, no one answered her calls. The house was empty. A strange, spooky stillness surrounded her, making the hair on her neck prickle. "Where are you, Mommy?" Desiree whispered as tears trickled down her face. She dropped her backpack on the couch and sat next to it, remembering the note in her hand. Desiree opened it. She recognized her mother's handwriting, but the letters were joined together by slants. Her mother had forgotten that she couldn't read cursive writing. "I'll do anything I can for you because I love you." The memory of her primary teacher's words came to Desiree's mind. Maybe she couldn't read cursive, but she could read typing, and she could read numbers. She could find Sister Ruiz's phone number and call her to ask for help. When Sister Ruiz heard Desiree's dilemma, she told her that she would be right over. To Desiree, it seemed like a long time before she arrived. But even though Sister Ruiz lived in another town, she made the trip in just 10 minutes. Desiree flung open the door and ran down the sidewalk when she saw Sister Ruiz get out of her car. Through her tears, she handed her primary teacher the note left by her mother. Sister Ruiz read the note and smiled. "This says that your mommy is at your grandma's house working on a quilt." Desiree suddenly remembered that her mother had told her to go to grandma's house, just down the street after school. She had left a note to remind Desiree, but had forgotten to print it in letters Desiree could read. "Do you want me to walk you to your grandma?" Sister Ruiz asked. Desiree shook her head. She looked up at Sister Ruiz. "You drove all this way just to read a note? Thank you." Sister Ruiz smiled, and Desiree noticed that her eyes were glistening with tears. "This wasn't much, Desiree. I'll do anything I can for you." "It was a lot to me," Desiree said. Sister Ruiz hugged Desiree. "I'm glad that you think so." Desiree carefully looked both ways before crossing the street and walking down to Grandma's house. Sister Ruiz watched to make sure she arrived safely. Then she drove away. "Where have you been?" Desiree's mother asked when she walked in. "I was starting to get worried. I just learned that my primary teacher will come all the way to my house just to read a note." "Why didn't you read it yourself?" Desiree's mom asked. "Because I can't read cursive." Desiree's mother's mouth dropped open in surprise. "I didn't even think about it, Desiree. I'm sorry you had to call your teacher to help you." "That's okay," Desiree grinned. "My teacher said she was glad to do it because she loves me." Note: Patricia Reese Roper is a member of the Leamington Ward, Delta, Utah Stake. End of note. Sidebar: Love of God and love of His children is the highest reason for service. Elder Dallin A. Chokes of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Gospel Teaching, and signed November 1999, page 79. End of sidebar. End of story, Because My Teacher Loves Me.